WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There are evacuations underway in Canada and air quality alerts in the U.S. It's all due to wildfires in Canada. CBS News Minnesota meteorologist Lisa Meadows.
We're actually seeing some of that wildfire smoke getting pushed in further from the north. Also, you could kind of see a brown hue further off to the west in the Dakotas, and that's where the air quality sensors have dropped off to unhealthy.
Reporter Josh Crabb is in Manitoba, Canada, where thousands of people have had to evacuate.
Several large fires in remote areas of the province, which are posing a danger to crews and multiple communities. Firefighters are using water bombers, helicopters, and crews on the ground are trying to protect cities, towns, and Indigenous communities. The Canadian military has been called in to rescue people from one remote First Nation where the airport has been closed and the power is out. They're being brought here to where we are before being sent farther south for safety and shelter.
One person is dead and several others injured after tornadoes ripped through central Kentucky yesterday. Parts of the state got hit 2 weeks ago, like where Tanya Poindexter lives in London, Kentucky. She's hoping for help from FEMA, which visited just yesterday.
People that can come in with man or woman power and come in and just help them build stuff or move their heavy furniture that, you know, that is left, because that's what me and my two daughters is doing right now.
As talks between the U.S. and Iran toward a new nuclear reduction plan press forward, the U.N.'s International Atomic Energy Agency says the Islamic Republic has actually increased its efforts of uranium enrichment, going as high as 60%, and 90% is considered weapons grade. CBS's Margaret Brennan has more.
Israel's prime minister, who has long favored military action against Tehran, said the document was proof of intent to create a nuclear weapons program. Iranian state media dismissed it all as politically motivated. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister said he was still reviewing details of the latest Trump administration proposal to broker a diplomatic agreement about nuclear development. Margaret Brennan, CBS News, Washington.
China says the U.S. should not play with fire on Taiwan, accusing the U.S. of being the biggest troublemaker for regional peace. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth earlier in the day in Singapore.
Any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world.
Court documents show that 10 men who escaped from a New Orleans jail this month by cutting out a hole behind a toilet received help from at least 14 people, many of them friends and family. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. as it seems, a nightmare wrapped in your wildest dreams. She knows about hope and sadness, and I learned about love and madness. I don't know which way is home, and I don't know just how far I've gone. The road to hell is paved with intention. I'm in need of an intervention. I don't think I can take much more. You got to be careful what you're wishing for. Like Cody and the boys are now departed.
Top of every hour on Max Inc. Radio, well, we do a double dip of local music goodness, and we did it this hour with Wheelhouse. You know it's summer when the mighty Wheelhouse is back together doing a few local shows. We'll be on deck with a cooler on 6-5 at Monona Terrace Rooftop on 6-20 Brewgrass Friday at the Edgewater, 8-2 Belleville Music Festival, 9-19 at the Capitol Brewery. Hour One's Dreams of Cold Drinks Lakeside are powered by the sweet smells of Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Ryan McGrath Band is live on 6-6 at the Lonely Girl Brewing Company, 6-11 Tasting Room, 6-13 Twisted Grounds, 7-3 Monona Community Fest, and this is Three Black Crows on Max Inc. Radio.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows lines on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through. Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. And one says, sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold. Two young men on an open road.
yourself until you bow the knees. I get lost in my head. I get lost in my head. I get lost in my head.
That was Kyle Magda and the Monsoons. They're live in Greenville, Wisconsin on 6-7. Fox City Experience on 6-13. Manitowoc, 6-14. Green Lake on 7-9. Now we've got the Old Oaks. Their next show is going to be July 28th at the Mount Horeb Country Music Festival. If you're looking for local bands and we're not playing your music right here on Max Inc. Radio or the music that you listen to, make sure you swing over to that Civic Media page, click on Max Inc. Radio, send us a note, send us your music, send us updates, and then we'll connect you with the great state of Wisconsin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Walking in at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. Always pack a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? You look great, great, yeah, you make it look fun. Say
our love was bursting red. The melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender.
Mickey Sunshine takes us to break with one of Max Inc. Radio's favorite songs, Beck T-Shirt, in the After Hours on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
that you play don't mean anything. Forgiveness is key. Forgive and forget. I'll walk away instead. I'll forgive and forget you. I'll forgive and forget you. I'm gonna burn those bridges down. Burn those bridges down. Your speech is thoughtless, belittled and abused. There's nothing to confuse. You're not of me. Oh. Are mindless. They roll off your tongue like ashes in the sun. My ideas are debris from this burning that you see. I'll forgive and forget you. Oh, I'll forgive and forget you. I'm gonna burn those bridges down. Burn those bridges down.
We're back for breaking. We did it with Shekinah King. She's live in Dodgeville on 7163 Bishop's Bay, right here in Middleton. 65 DeForest, 619 Platteville, and then 612 Paoli. Oh, on the rooftop at the concert series, also 612. So many live shows you can go see her. More information is out there. Max Inc. Radio, type it in, and then you'll connect with us. This half hour's music of local goodness is brought to you by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the handmade food, beer, and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu as well as upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. The Fighting Bob from Milwaukee are on stage right now at Falcon Hall. No other live shows scheduled yet, but stick close to Max Inc. Radio because when they do, we'll connect you. This is Bread Sticks, and we are local music.
Why? Because Bread Sink Day is here at last. Whoa, where did the woe and the headaches go?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. One is wrapping up with some Rogue Electrics. We have Cat and the Hurricanes lined up for our double dip in hour number two of the After Hours show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close to your radio, would you?
they know and all their wealth. Don't say anything, go see for yourself. These hard streets with no shoes. Yesterday's news, tomorrow blue. Oh, come on, give it to them now.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage.
A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Smoke from wildfires in Canada is affecting air quality in parts of the upper Midwest. A large brush fire also brought evacuations in Riverside County, California. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
Crews struggle to control a quick-spreading fire in San Diego County. More than 300 acres of rugged hillside have already burned, with several neighborhoods under mandatory evacuation orders. In Canada, a ferocious start to wildfire season, with wind-whipped flames burning in three provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. Roughly 175 fires this week have forced at least 17,000 people to evacuate.
And now turning to our neighbors from the south to help us in our time of need.
An appeals court refused to block a judge's ruling that stops the Trump administration from carrying out more mass layoffs